This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Taliban tightened its hold around northern Afghanistan Sunday, capturing three more provincial capitals as they take their fight to cities after seizing much of the countryside in recent months. The insurgents have snatched up five capitals in Afghanistan since Friday in a lightning offensive that appears to have overwhelmed government forces. Fighting in Afghanistan's long-running conflict has intensified since May, when foreign forces began the final stage of a withdrawal due to be completed later this month. Three capitals in the north fell within hours of each other Sunday, lawmakers, security sources, and residents in the city confirm. The withdrawal of foreign forces is due to finish at the end of this month, ahead of the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. The U.S.-led invasion sparked by 9/11 toppled the first Taliban regime in 2001. Lebanese protesters carried imitation coffins in a symbolic funeral procession from Beirut Sunday to demand justice near a port days after the first anniversary of the vast dockside explosion that killed more than 200 people. Families of the victims were joined by dozens of supporters, some wearing black and carrying burning torches, at an entrance to the port where a warehouse fire on August 4th last year ignited a vast stash of ammonium nitrate, causing one of the biggest peacetime blasts in history. On Wednesday, thousands of people demonstrated in Beirut to mark the anniversary of the blast, voicing outrage that nobody has been held responsible for the disaster, which left 214 people dead. The explosion wounded more than 6,000 people and caused billions of dollars worth of damage, yet a judicial inquiry into the disaster has made little progress. This is VOA News.